Vibe higher, bitch. Vibe higher.
Welcome to Superficial Magic, the most magical place on the planet. I am your host, Megan Granger, and as always, we are joined by producer Crystal Chris.
Hey.
Hi, hi, hi. It is Root Chakra Week. If you're following along on Instagram,
the new handle is Vibe Higher, bitch.
All Root Chakra. All week. Root chakra, dirty, dense, primal.
Ooh.
I actually wrote a blog about it. You read it. It's called A Surprising Way to Find Safety in a Psychotic World.
It's so good.
And there's an exercise you can do in there and all of those things. But more than anything, you have to be grounded to get in touch with the root chakra. And that's why I did this podcast with Dana. I went over to her house late at night. We had a little slumber party, and it's just safe and grounded and fun. And I think we uncovered a lot of fun little tricks to do.
What do you think the best way is to get grounded? Does that just... So how many crystals do you think you would burn? It would take.
The best way to get grounded, I would have to say, is to take mushrooms and sit in the grass.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But if you can't do that, just, you know, read the blog and get out in some dirt or something. I was actually hiking with Dana last week. I think I told you about this. And we passed a big patch of grass, and I was like, oh, my God, because grass is kind of hard to come by in Los Angeles. You know, I was like, let's sit here and get grounded and meditate. So it was like nighttime. We sat down on the grass. We're meditating. And then a car drove by, and I realized I was on the corner of like my old house, and my roommate just drove by. She's probably like, why is Megan sitting on the corner meditating? Is she putting a spell on me? Yeah. Is she mad at me? So, you know, grounding can be dangerous for your reputation.
For your reputation.
I am mortified. Just kidding. Okay, you guys. I think you're going to love the episode. What do I need from you? I need you to just love it. Rate it 5 stars. Go read the blog. If you want to buy a t-shirt, I appreciate everything you guys do so much and the support. And share it with a friend. And we will talk to you next week. Let's start by telling people about our manifestation practice.
Yeah.
We're trading people, essentially. I'm manifesting for you. You're manifesting for me. So there's no resistance.
So Megan came up with this game that I think is going to change the world, that I predict you're going to write a book about, which is going to help so many people. Take it away.
Oh, okay. It's just where you tell somebody that you're close to, you get a little buddy to manifest with, and you say, hey, this is what I'm trying to manifest. You're not going to want to show these Pinterest pictures to many people, folks. They're pretty embarrassing. And you go, this is what I want out of my life. And every night before you go to sleep, you're going to imagine me having it, down to the details of like you catching sight of me at a party out of the corner of your eye. And I'm just grabbing a cheese plate, but I'm all the things that I want to be. And you're seeing it as real as now. And I'm doing the same for you. And can we get into the matrix? Can we crack the hologram that we know we can do for ourselves, but it's just hard because we all have so much resistance? Can we do it for each other? That is the question.
Yes, we can.
I believe we can.
And we're going to.
Yeah.
And you're going to write a best-selling book about it.
I think we should probably set an alarm to be reminded to do it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Whenever I think of you, I will say this. And whenever I think of Courtney, because we're doing it with...
We're doing a three-way.
Whenever I think of you and Courtney, I do think of you guys as all of your dreams coming true.
Aww.
And it's more than the pictures you sent me, because I know you guys and I know what you want. And I know what Courtney wants so clearly. And I see her as that now when I think of her.
Mm-hmm. That's the goal.
That's the goal. And I see you as that too.
That's so cool.
I think it's helping me see myself as who I want to be too, because cool. I think the more I do it for you guys, I don't have any resistance. And I look, you can look at your friend and be like, compliment your friend and be like, you are so beautiful. You look like amazing today. And your friend's like, I look like an ugly piece of trash. Right. It's like, how many times?
Yes.
Right. And it's like, it's so easy for us to see our friends.
Yeah.
And it's hard for us to see ourselves.
So I think you're hitting on a really important note there. I think it will make it easier for us.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a wild little game to like get past the resistance of things always have to be the same, you know?
Yeah. Cause our brain, my brain tells me,
well,
here you are in your life and you are unmarried and you live alone and it's a pandemic and nothing's happening in your career. This is always your life. This is good. Like my brain's trying to be and forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. We were hiking today and I told Dana, I was like, I'm imagining you pregnant right now. It was so weird, but
it felt so real. It's so funny because I was telling you like my absolute dream of a life.
Yes.
And a couple of years ago, it would be like, that's a dream and that's not going to happen. And now I'm like, I'm letting it like sink in my body. Like, no, it is a reality and it can happen.
And when is it going to happen?
Yeah.
Because I'm ready to be ready.
What really helps for me, and this is me like totally repeating something that I heard on another podcast. Can I have a moment
and
do that?
Give.
This, I have to share this because this is a fucking game changer for me, is this girl was talking about praying, which is something I've been like trying to cultivate more. And it's like, I feel kind of weird. I like sometimes pray out loud and then I judge myself. It's like a whole thing.
Yes.
And she was like, basically, I just tell the universe what type of experience I want to have. And I let that go.
Wow.
Completely forget about it. And I was like, oh my God,
will
you let the universe know what experiences you want to have? Because you can be like, yo, I want to be like balling out. I want to have this experience of a life where like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like when you, for some reason, saying I want to have this experience rather than saying I want $1 million, saying like, I want to experience financial freedom.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun to like find all these little hacks that break the resistance.
Doesn't that feel better to
you? Yes, of course. So can we focus on the big news?
Big news.
I have been best friends with you for what? Years.
A lot of years.
You just told me tonight.
Oh, yeah. What?
That you can see auras.
I know.
Like, wouldn't that be the first thing you would tell?
Here's the thing.
And
yes,
you can do chakra healings.
Yeah. This is new to me, by the way. Chakra healing is new to me. I had this amazing rose quartz pendulum and I lost it and then moved into this apartment and what was hanging in the bathroom window was this like beautiful
it's quartz. So stunning.
This is quartz, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it just kind of like the aura thing is something that I've always seen and I felt weird about it.
Yeah.
And that's like a whole thing with like my intuitive gifts is just feeling like really weird and shutting them down when I was younger. And now in my adult years, rediscovering them and being like, oh, wow, this can benefit me and others. Why not tap in?
So you just did this healing on me where you take, or I guess it's not a healing as much as it is a like gauging.
Yeah. And I also like the thing, what trips my mind up is that I don't know logically what I'm doing, but there's a pendulum that you place over, there's 7 chakras in your on your body, and then I just kind of like intuitively feel like what way it's going. Like obviously if it doesn't move,
it's shut down.
And then if it moves like clockwise or counterclockwise or it moves around, it's interesting because I quiet my mind and I can kind of get like little pings of like what's going on. Like when I was doing yours, can I say it?
Yeah, of course. Oh my God.
I did Megan's heart and it was like moving clockwise and then counterclockwise. And then it was moving up and down. It was all over the place. I don't know. I heard this voice that was like, you're opening it, you're closing it. You're not in a trust. Like there's all these things going on with like the energy area of it. That just felt like right to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm like a magical healer.
Well, we knew that. But this is at a whole new level because I really felt like you were doing something. And my solar plexus is blocked and my throat is blocked, which is exactly what I that would happen.
Yeah. The coolest thing with Megan is like her third eye is pretty open and the pendulum was doing this like crazy thing where it would swing super far up to like her forehead and then it wouldn't swing back. Yeah, like if you take a pendulum and you swing it hard to the right, it's going to swing back the
same. Yeah.
And it was like swinging up right and then it would stop in the middle and swing up right and stop in the middle. And I was like, okay, there's something going on with Megan's crown. So when I went to your crown, it was like lit.
Yeah.
Yo, your crown's lit. It was crazy, crazy, crazy energy.
Wow.
Really connected. And so I just had this visual that like, your gifts, your guides, your angels, you know, whatever you want to call it, is all like working super hard. Like you don't have to do anything.
Ooh.
And it's giving you, it's like giving you this information that go that you're like, oh, this is my intuition and this is whatever. Like, I feel like it's very, I mean, I think everyone knows that that's very connected, right?
Yes.
But the way it was working together was like just so interesting.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen while doing this to somebody? You said you did it on a guy and he got in a fight with you.
This guy that I was dating, I made a couple jokes about crystals.
Sue me. Don't sue me.
Couple jokes about balancing chakras and crystals. And this guy's like, she's a witch.
Yep.
Do your witchcraft on me. And it was a joke that we had. And then when he came over, he was like, so are you going to balance my chakras or what? And I was like, ha ha ha. And he's like, no, like you're going to. And then there was just a pause where we both looked at each other and he was like, yes, you're going to balance them. And
I was like, wow.
I was like, I guess. Okay. Lie down. And so then he lied down on my floor and he wanted to know like every single thing that was happening. And I was just getting so much information about this guy, which by the way, I mean, if you're dating somebody new and you're unsure about them,
bring them to Dana's house and tell them they need a little.
Bring them to Dana's house and lie them on the floor.
And you can write down notes.
I was getting a lot of information on him and I was like, his solar plexus was blocked.
Mm.
And he was like, what does that mean? What does that mean? It's blocked. And I'm like, he's like, what is it? What's the solar plexus? And I'm like, it's like self-esteem, self-confidence. Like, what? And he's like, I'm confident.
Oh, no.
I have a self-esteem. And I was like, bro, it's literally like not a big deal. Like, it means nothing if it's blocked or unblocked.
Right. It's just what it is today.
What it changes all the time.
Wow.
And like his heart wasn't really that open, which was interesting. It was like a little bit open, but he shut down. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, that's interesting. I sensed that. And then he didn't like that either.
Wow.
So, and I was telling him in like very like gentle ways.
Right.
I was like, this is energy and it changes and this doesn't define who you are. And like, this is what's interesting. He was really intuitive and clairvoyant and like an empath, but he didn't believe it.
Wow.
He like shut it down.
Wow. He's going to have the craziest experience on drugs someday. He's going to take acid in a wooded area and it's all just going to blow to pieces.
I really hope that for him. That would be really cool. And when I said that to him, he also kind of got defensive. He was like, I know I'm empathetic. And I was like, yeah, but you judge it. He's like, no, I don't. I don't judge it. And I was like, bro, so happy this joke turned into a reality because bye-bye.
Yeah.
But the aura thing I've always done. I've just never told people because it's like a really weird thing.
Mm.
And like watching stand-up and like seeing people like in their element and you just stare, you zone in on one person. And so like I'm watching so much stand-up, I started seeing people's auras. And once I told my friend, I was like, oh my God, you have like a dark purple, dark blue. She had like a royal blue aura. And then I was with another girl who I just met and she was like, yeah, she does. And so the other girl read auras.
Ooh.
And so she just confirmed that we were like
seeing the same thing,
which made me be like, maybe I can like tap into this more. And then I saw Russell Brand speak.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it would be a good idea to tell him his aura.
To be fair, that seems like something he would be into knowing.
I thought so too, but I hugged him twice.
Oh.
I told him he was the second coming.
Okay.
And then I told him his aura was yellow.
Oh, I thought it was purple. Why do I keep thinking it's purple? His is yellow like mine.
His is yellow.
Yeah, because we're just like so similar and just like kind of, you know, bringing big shifts to the planet.
You guys are.
Yeah, we're like identical Megan, twins. JK.
Megan, you are so fucking tapped into something crazy.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything but channel it. Yes, bitch. Your genius is like profound.
Oh, Dana.
It's not you. It's your it's your angels and your spirit guides and your team.
Yeah, true.
Get I over mean, yourself.
That's really true. But that's true. Like everybody's genius, everybody's really great talents aren't them. That's why worshiping actors or worshiping athletes is so empty for us and for them, because it's not them. They've just trained to be so in tune with spirit.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But like, I feel like you get more connected when you connect with other people's energies.
Yes,
you should be doing this a lot.
I know, I was joking, but I'm like, what if the whole time that I've been like struggling and it's just, I literally have to just like tap in, like it's so easy,
right?
I've been struggling for no reason in my life,
right? That would, I said, would be hilarious and like the worst way.
Yeah. I'm the intuitive comedian.
Yeah. Yeah. You're Janelle. Dana has a character named Janelle.
Janelle Waters.
Who she would always tell me was not based on me. And I'd be like, I know. Why would it be based on me? And then finally one day she was like, it is based on you. And she's just this healer who has like really cool, weird hair and talks like this. And I think that
it's Janelle.
I think that's your real personality. Janelle is the real you, and she's doing a Dana character.
Yeah, and that's the movie.
Right.
Which is my life.
It's so interesting because everything I'm writing right now is just forcing me to evolve, because people are like, well, then what happens next? And I'm like, well, I guess I should probably move to the next level to see what happens.
My life.
Yeah.
I love writing stories about girls who are complete hot messes and are just like they're poor, they have no money, their car's broke down, they're fighting with their friend, they're single and they're dating a guy that they find was married. Like, it's just like a train wreck nightmare of a human. And I find that funny, but why? Like, why is that like my go-to? I think I'm just perpetuating maybe like how I feel inside about my own life. Like, right. I'm just like, she's just a mess.
Right.
No, you're not really a mess. Like, you're
kind of like a psychic healer.
You're kind of like healing your friend's energy.
So maybe stop.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's hard to let go of old identities. My mother, of all people, sent me a really cool podcast on rewriting your narrative. And just the woman was just like, every narrative is faulty. Like, everybody's giving you a false narrative. Nobody has the correct memory of reality. That's not possible. And so they're just picking a like skew from which they see their life and
stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for the longest time, I saw myself as like, because I'm the third born, I'm like the last in the family. And I had that whole like victim, forgotten child mentality. Right. And so I carried that into my adult years and I just kept recreating that, like living with like, I live with a roommate and we like butt heads and like we don't get along. I don't even know, because I think it's just like this idea and this perception that I have of who I am, and I keep recreating it. And that's why we are obsessed with Dr. Joe Dispenza, because he talks about walking around as your future self, envisioning your future self. Like, how do you want to dress? How do you want to act? How do you want to feel? How are you walking in the world?
So there was a group, we had a little manifestation group this morning where I decided to take a moment to make fun of Dr. Joe Dispenza's voice, and it went over really badly. Everyone very defensive about Dr. Joe Dispenza's voice.
Is it Dispenza?
It's whatever you're saying is the right way.
Megan's like making fun of him, but also saying his name wrong.
Also with just like the most annoying voice myself.
Okay. Wait, no, you have a cute voice. Everyone thought you were talking about Eckhart Tolle.
Is that what was happening?
I mean, because you were like, oh, and can we just fix his voice? He has the most annoying voice out of all the spiritual healers. And everyone was like, out of all the spiritual.
If you haven't healers? Yet gone to listen to a meditation led by Dr. Joe, holy shit. I love the man. He's so important.
Envision yourself as your highest potential.
Yes. Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here we're doing today. Is it kind of like that?
And so I'm being negative. I'm being negative. He's just nerdy. It's fine. I'm just saying, like, don't bring dark energy into the manifestation circles because people don't like it.
I don't think that was dark energy. I think you were just cracking a joke. Megan was taking a crack at some humor to lighten the mood. Wait, isn't the best thing? Like when you think something's funny and you're with a group of people and you're like, you say it like kind of like waiting for like everyone to laugh and nobody does.
Oh yeah. That's my favorite thing. It's such my favorite thing. I do it every day.
What do you say after you say a joke and it just bombs? Do you comment on it?
Yeah. I'll go like this. Well.
My favorite thing about watching, I love Anthony Jeselnik.
I was thinking about him today. Weird.
Yeah. And my favorite thing about watching him perform, I mean, he's an amazing joke writer, like it, brilliant. But the best part about watching him live is the moments in between the jokes, because some of his humor is so dark.
It takes everyone like 5 minutes to get there. So he'll just wait.
But sometimes, like, so like they'll wait and they won't get it and he'll be like, like he'll still make fun of the audience and just be so brutally honest in the moment, just so funny when a joke doesn't pan out the way he wants it to. Who he is in between his jokes is funnier than his jokes,
right? It's his reaction,
it's more entertaining to watch.
He's hilarious. I was thinking about him today. I was like, I should follow him on Instagram. What's he up to? What's he doing during the quarantine?
What's going on in Megan's mind? She's just wondering why she's not following certain comedians.
I just remember this one time being at a party and he had like a joke joint. It was so big. It was like as big as a candle, but you could actually smoke it. I don't know how to explain it. So I took a puff of this joke.
Are you sure it wasn't a dick?
It wasn't a dick. It was a joke joint. It was a joke joint. So I took a giant hit of it and was like, I'm with Dolores.
Did you really laugh like that?
Yeah, I was like, gotta go. Gotta go. I'm not going to think about you again for 3 years until one random day when I wonder what you're doing. And I got in my car. There was a party up in the hills. I was with Dolores, guest of the podcast. We love her. And I just ran us straight into someone's lawn. And I was like, I think I'm too high to drive. And I'll never forget what she said. She goes, you think?
Megan's like smokes a bunch of weed and drives her car into the ocean. And she's like,
I don't think I knew much about weed. I just didn't think I was going to be that high. And I got so high. So yeah. I don't think driving drunk or like driving high or anything is funny particularly.
No, but I think when you're high, you don't. Driving high is so tricky because sometimes, like, by the way, I never got super, super high and drove. It was always like a little bit high or like medium high, but not like high, high.
Right. I was high, high.
So I would focus even more and like be a good driver.
Something to tell you. This is gonna
if it's a ghost story, I'm walking out of the room.
It's going to be a blow. It's going to blow your mind. It's not a ghost story.
Okay.
Something JJ just sent me.
Yeah.
The CIA releasing documents that we live in a hologram.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I can handle this.
Yeah.
Guys, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain more? Because this is like, this feels true to me. And I like, don't. Okay. I have mixed feelings about this.
Okay. Explore them.
How can they prove we live in a hologram?
I didn't read the article, Dana. It was boring. I'm just telling you, JJ sent me an article that said CIA thinks that the universe is a hologram. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to tell as many people as I can without
any fact
understanding it at all.
I'm itching my butt.
But I did read a book called The Holographic Universe, and it was very interesting.
I have so many mixed feelings about this.
What is so scary about a holograph?
Because this confirms that, like, the world, the way the universe works is much more simple than my brain is making it out to be.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And then also, I have been creating, I guess it just confirms that I've been creating things that I don't want to experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's hard to accept.
Yes. I've created so many stupid things that I don't want to experience just because, like, I think I deserve them or need to go through them or I'm learning something from them or it's just the way things are. And it's like, nope.
Yeah. So basically everything's just like a mirror.
Again, I didn't read the article, but we'll look into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe you can look into it. Is there any?
No, I don't want to leave.
Words of advice?
Okay, this is cheesy.
Okay, give.
But I think any question you have about your life will get answered when you go and help somebody else.
Hello.
So if you're feeling like stuck with anything, confused.
That's such good advice, Dana.
Just drop it and go like help a friend and then you'll get the clear answer.
Do you need any help tonight? Is there anything I can help you do?
You helped me by just hanging out with me. This was such a fun
time.
We had a great...
Yeah, that was a great little evening.
We really did. My soul is like dancing.
Yeah.
Look at me with all these like cheesy things I'm saying.
Just let your soul dance. Follow Dana on Instagram. Where can they find you?
Oh, at Dana Moon Me. And you can head on over to my new podcast. It's People Pleasing on iTunes. So Megan is on the second episode and she's back again.
Follow me at Megan Granger. And we will talk to you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Vibe higher.